everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do some more healings, sample healings from the light ship, so you can actually feel yourself, get rid of the densities from the mind energy that's been brought to you by the God plane energies and the negative ETs. So sit back and relax. We'll do some wonderful healings tonight. I'm going to start off this time with, before we get going here, I'm going to do an emotional clearing for people so that they can feel a little better going into the show here, having some of their traumas released. Since we are on a Friday night show, you probably have some stress, so we'll start off with the emotional clearing. So we're going to go back to the week here, the last 5 days, and here we go. If you're new to the program, just sit back and relax. All these things are done by the light beings on the Creation Light Ship. They're here to help you. And here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And for people who've had trauma this week, we'll do a trauma body clearing. These are all invisible bodies that are around you, put in place by the Earth Spirit to protect your body from actually being killed by mind energy. So here we go. Trauma body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. So these energies that we're talking about are energies from the mind. Another way of putting it, these are what highly trained practitioners use to do witchcraft and sorcery and everything else. And we also do that ourselves, so we don't know about it, but we do it on a different level. Whenever you think of somebody, you're putting an energetic cord out to them also. So it may not be done maliciously, but it is done, and it does harm people. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace, our co-host tonight?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And we're happy to be with you tonight. Welcome to the Friday night program. We're on tonight and also tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Pacific, where we'll be going to the Creation Light Ship for a wonderful healing session. So tonight we're going to do some sample healings with Ron and the Creation Light Ship, and also talk about anything you'd like to talk about related to the Light Ship and related to the clearings that the Light Ship does. So if you have a question that you'd like to have Ron address, you can just type that into the fast chat on the BBS station, and to get to that, you just go to the Creation Light Ship page and scroll down and go to the link that says Fast Chat. Click on that, and you'll actually get a window where you can type in your questions. So if you have a question or you'd like to talk about any of the particular healings or do a sample of any of the healings, please go ahead and type that in. We'll see what we can get to tonight in the time that we have. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you for now to get maybe everyone wonderfully heart-centered and have that beautiful heart space for the rest of the program.
Okay. Oh, here we go. I'll do one more clearing for stress, then we'll get rid of the entities that are hanging on to us here. So this is a clearing for stress. So might be one or two people listening who've had stress in their life this last week. Maybe the majority of you have not. So maybe that's if you don't live here naturally. So here we go, a stress clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll start doing some entity releasing here. Remember, these are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they are floating around here, and they like to come into a body because they need to get their life force energy. And you can just call them ghosts if you would. And they're completely conscious bodies. They have the memories of their lifetime that they lived in the body that they came from, plus maybe hundreds, if not maybe millions, of other bodies that they went into in the past. So these bodies, emotional bodies that come into us, have a lot of addictions, and they wish to express those addictions through our physical body here. And when they come in, we lose control of ourselves. And the way to tell how much a person is in their body versus how many entities they have, we'll say, is to look at their eyes. if a person is more home, we'll say, than someone else, or have more of their spirit in their body, their eyes are going to be pretty bright, and you're going to see them looking back out at you. And naturally, when you have entities, lots of them, your eyes are all glossed over. You may look kind of dead. And at that point, naturally, your spirit is not in control of the body, or someone's spirit is not in control of the body. And at that point in time, you're kind of like a zombie. And this is the way people look. In fact, I remember seeing a movie on TV, watching an African tribe, and these people dance for like days and days and days because they get possessed, and their eyes are all glossed over. So if you happen to see a movie like that, you know, this is something that somebody is doing, some type of special show on this type of stuff. But it's probably maybe back in the 50s, I think, that they had this. So here we go. I'm going to take out some entities. They're being released from you. And we'll start from the bottom of your feet, work your way up to your ankles. And I'm clearing them right now. And we had such a big turnout in New York here last night at the ARE Center. We decided to do one more event. So if you're interested and you're in the East Coast here, we're going to be at the ARE Center in Manhattan again on 30th Street, and it'll be Tuesday from probably about 6:30 to 9:30. So hope to see you there. And just take off some more entities. And the cost is only $20 for a 3-hour workshop. Very, very reasonable. And it's interactive. People ask all kinds of questions. We remove extraterrestrial energies, get into the God plane energies, bring in different types of divine beings. Just a wonderful, wonderful evening. So if you're looking for spirituality at its highest and to be interactive with it, this is it. Much like the program here. But being in a room with people, you're actually able to see people change and just feel that wonderful love energy as people start to connect and have their own divinity come out inside of themselves. Here we go. Working now up to your waist and now going up to your shoulders and top of your head now. So you should feel a little different. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. This is your spirit energy. It has to be cleansed and purified before it wants to come back, because it's already left because it didn't want to be here. That's why it left. So you have some kind of judgment energy or traumatic situation, stress, argument, physical pain, anything like that is why your spirit leaves you. These are little parts of it. So here we go, coming back in. And I'll count to 10 as you come in. Your spirit knows how to do this, so it's going to come into you whatever way it needs to. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll let you just sit here for a little bit and just kind of feel the energy, sense the energy of your spirit. And normally people feel a little heavier, and you may have the benefit of feeling some tingles in your body or warmth, and that means that your spirit is healing you. So this is complete validation for you that you were not home, and that now you are, and that now you're having a physical healing. Remember, your spirit is your healer. Without your spirit, you're not going to have a healing from the divine energies. So here we go. Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you. Let the people experience this here. Do you have anything to add or say?
Well, I just have to add that when you have your spirit energy with you is the only time really that you can really be present in the moment, because if you're not there, how could you possibly be in the present moment? And that's where you're going to be able to, you know, tap into the divine energy and into your connection to your divinity. So I know sometimes, Ron, you do a wonderful clearing for people that kind of brings them into the present moment, actually for their whole lifetime. So it's actually going into the past and putting them into the present moment for their whole lifetime. So I think that's one of the newer clearings that you've brought out. Maybe we could talk about that for a minute and do a little sample of that to bring people in the present moment right now.
Great. So I'll just kind of talk about that so you can get your feet wet a little bit. What we have is our spirit and our heart center, which should be in our whole body, but basically we find it there first. What your spirit is, your spirit is out of time. So we have two different systems here. We have being out of time with your divine energy. Remember, the light only works in the now. Outside of the now is not in the light. So the other type of energy is the mind energy, which is in time. So we have two different energies that we work with daily. And we're probably more in the in time energy, which is the mind control energy, versus being, you know, in the moment where you're out of time. So the controlling energies around us, the mind control from the extraterrestrials and the God plane energy, you know, the ETs did bring us the gods to worship and to pray to, unfortunately, which is preventing people from doing the ascension this time around from all the religion and churches that are here on this planet. But aside from that, what you have is you must be in the now, in the moment, in consciousness to work with your spirit. So people sometimes go ahead of time, you know, which would be, you know, in the future with your thoughts. And then you also go in the past, mainly because maybe you liked an experience in the past and you want to live there, maybe because it's too traumatic right now and you had something that happened, you know, very nicely in your life maybe a year ago and you want to keep going back in time to that particular moment so you feel safe and secure and loved. Or maybe now you don't have that. So we go both directions, and when you're in time, going both ways, then you're not in the spirit energy. You're strictly wrapped up in the extraterrestrial mind control energies of time. So what you want to be is in the moment, out of time. I hope that is kind of clear for everybody. So when you're in time, you're being diluted out of your spirit because you can't connect because you're somewhere else. It's like you opened the wrong door up, okay? So say you have three doors. You have the door from the past, and the door next to that, we'll say, which is in the moment, and the other door is in the future. But we normally go into the other two doors, the outside door, not the middle door. So here we go. We're going to bring you into the present moment here. So this is for people who have their thoughts in the future. So here we go. I'm going to bring you back into the present moment. So I'm just going to count from 10 down to 1. And you can actually feel your body shift in consciousness during this time here. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you're in time. So just kind of take a note of that. You might feel that your energy is not as scattered, okay? And now we're going to go to the people who live in the past because they may have thought life was better in the past than what it is in this present moment or even in the future. So here we go. And there's nothing wrong with going into these energies, just that you're not connected to the divine energy where you want to be connected. Remember, the light ship doesn't judge you whatsoever because you're having your own experience. But unfortunately, when you're running the energies anything but in the now, you're not in the light. So this is the problem that people have here. So here we go. 10. Bringing you back from the past to the current moment. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now you're in the present moment. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, we had a couple of comments on the fast chat that I'd like to go to before we continue on. And one of them is just a reminder or a comment about the wonderful four-hour ascension preparation and healing session tomorrow. And is there still time for anybody to get on that if they haven't signed up yet for that?
Sure, yeah. You can either contact me directly on an email, healing@creationlightship.com, or just go onto the website and you can use PayPal, and that will automatically send you the phone number and the PIN number for tomorrow. And the time is at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, California time, we'll say. Or if you're on the East Coast, it's 3 hours later at 4 o'clock. And this is a four-hour telephone call, and you get a speakerphone, and the time basically almost stops because you're in the moment. So physically, you're going to feel like you're on the telephone for probably about 15 to 20 minutes. So don't have your mind tell you that 4 hours is too long to be on the telephone, because it's not. Remember, you might be mind-controlled wanting to do this call, and your mind may attempt to talk you out of it. It's the best thing you can ever do in your life is to get on these calls. It's just fabulous. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, so I'll just mention a couple of extra things about that. One thing is, if you come on, you do want to come on about 10 or 15 minutes early to make sure that you get your name on, and so that Ron knows that you're on the call to take you up to the lightship. And it's really easy. Most people just use a speakerphone so that they can walk about or, you know, relax without having to hold a phone to their ear. And you have basically 3 hours of wonderful healings and ascension preparations at the beginning, followed by about 1 hour of a healing session with a particular divine beings that activate water for you. So you end up with 7 gallons or 7 containers of drinking water that's activated with special healing and light codes just for your particular body and what you need at that particular time for the upcoming week. So it's really, it's hard to even describe how wonderful it is, because there's really kind of no words for it, because it's not like anything else that you will have ever experienced on the earth plane. So if you haven't experienced it, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for healing, and also for, like Ron said, preparing for ascension by having different, you know, healings and activations for your physical body to allow it to hold more light frequency and light energy. So it's really, really wonderful, and thank you, Kyle, for mentioning that. So that's great. Also, we have a request, and that was from Mila, to have a mind control disconnection. So is that something you'd like to do at this time, Ron?
Sure. So hi, Mila. Hi, Ala. Hi, Kyle. Hi, Pauline. Hi, everyone else, if I don't see them on here. So here we go. Sit back and relax. We'll take away the extraterrestrial mind control, EMF radiations from the room that you're sitting in. And if you just notice your monitor screen now, if it's the older type, which uses high voltage, you're going to kind of feel the energy coming into your body. The newer types don't have that process, but still just kind of sense the energy in your room. Remember, you still have the energies from cell phone towers going through you, radio stations, TV, etc., and other types of energies that are being transmitted to you that you know nothing about. We're going to take those away from you. So here we go. I'll count to 10. You're going to feel a tremendous shift, and you should feel at peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's like everybody just to sit back, relax. Your body's probably relaxing now. Your energy system now is going to be charged up. If you'd like to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, you can. If you're new to the program, just tuned in, just scroll down. First get on Creation Lightship Healings page on Don's wonderful website here and scroll down about an inch or so. You're going to see a beautiful light beam. We're going to energize her right now. That's to allow you all to have this beautiful energy from the Creation Lightship. This is Creation Energy, so there's a difference between this and the God Plane Energy. The God Plane Energy is not of the light, and unfortunately that's just the way it is. We have other shows that I talk about this on, but this is all extraterrestrial energy of the God Plane Energy that you're normally dealing with throughout your lifetime here. Everyone listening probably has been into churches before praying to something outside of themselves, and that's not the teachings of Jesus nor the teachings of the Lightship, because the divine does not need your prayers, does not need you to connect to them because you already have it inside of yourself. And your healer is with you continuously, which is your own spirit. This is where you want to communicate with. The light beam now is changing just beautifully. And for those of you who are new, just kind of watch the frequencies here. Right now it's the female energy coming through. And we're going to bring in right now the male energy. So take a look at the female, and I'll leave the female up for about a minute and just allow that heart-to-heart energy to work. The light ship does not work with mind energy. That's the dark side energies that control us here. And that's what's going to be eliminated during the ascension. So if you think that you've had ascension teachings and how to do all this stuff, and you think that that's going to help you out greatly, it will never work because there's no more mind energy. There's nothing. So in the darkness is the mind energy. So if you had any schooling there, you got connected and hooked up and tied into the dark energies. And here we go. She's wonderful. Just sit back and relax for about a minute here. If you want to add something, you can, Sylvia. I'm going to just enjoy the light beam here. Then we'll put the male energies through.
Sounds wonderful. It's just always a joy to watch the beautiful energy come in as it's activated. And you may see, the colors around her become more vibrant. You may see more of a 3D effect as the energy comes in, and it kind of shifts from looking like a picture in front of you to looking like a person that's there in front of you. And just like Ron said, it's a heart connection, so go into your heart center and you'll be able to feel that link and that connection right there. You can also, if you like, put your palms up in front of the screen, and sometimes people find it helpful to kind of tap on their palm chakras to open them up so that they can sense the energy more that way. And you can just go within and go into your heart and communicate with the light being and ask for guidance or healing. Back over to you, Ron.
I love looking at her eyes, because when you look at her eyes, she's there. I mean, if you want to see somebody in their body, this photograph. I mean, it's a living photograph of this light being. It's fully energized with her divine energy, and she's looking at you. And you can see, if you know, when you look at somebody else's eyes, you know how much they're home, how much spirit they have in their body. And that's your spirit-to-spirit communication. That's probably unknown to you. When you look at her, she knows all about you, and she's doing healing on you, talking to you through, we'll say, mental telepathy, and you can feel that divine energy from your eyes. It goes right into your heart center. Boy, it's a wonderful experience. So we're going to bring in the male energies now. Males are different energy. For me, they're a little stronger. It's hard to describe them because that's the only way that I can really say it, okay? So here comes the male, so you're going to actually see her face change, and here we go. So the females will just step aside here, the female that's in there. The males come in groups of three. For some reason, that's how they work. The females will come in just by themselves. I can bring more females in if you wish, but there's just one on here right now. So I'm going to have her walk away. You're going to see the energy of the monitor screen change as the males come in, and now the males are here. For me, the eyes got about 10 times more intense instantly here. And it's hard to take your face off of the eyes because they're healing you, and you can feel the heart energy. You sense that too, Sylvia?
Definitely. You know, it's just like having, just that pure love energy looking in right at you, right through you, no judgment, and just when the males come in, it's just wonderful how, they both have wonderful energies, and they, the female light beings and the males, you know, they just work in, I think, different ways, and when the male doctor team comes in, it's like they just instantaneously begin to work on healing. There's no, you feel them immediately, they just get right down to it, and it's just wonderful.
Yep, so here they are. and we'll increase your energy for you. And this is the first time this has ever happened to you on the monitor screen or the person listening to the show. We're going to increase the males for you, and you're going to feel your room become like electrified with energy. It'll become very crisp, I guess you'd call it. Kind of hard to even describe the words, but it will be definitely energized. You know, we have Kyle here saying electric air. And he says it's very strong right now. So here it comes. It's going to be stronger for everybody. Here we go. Coming in stronger. And stronger some more. So we'll just keep bringing them in. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Feels great. So we'll just do another clearing here. We'll do one for anger. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll also do a trauma clearing again here for everybody. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a clearing of the feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do the sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do a judgment body. So everybody hang on, this is a very powerful clearing here. These are all samples, they're 100% done. But they only can work for about 80% of you because you haven't had your whole life cleared. This is the way the light shift works. So the samples are just to show you that they can do these clearings in the present moment, instantaneously, like Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So here we go. A judgment clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So let me check the chakras here. They're all in alignment for everybody. The male light beings put them into alignment. Check the mind to heart. That's everybody's dropped down, so they do this automatically in order to work with you. This is the way it is when you go to this. And on the Saturday night calls, on the Saturday day calls, the four-hour session, and also the conference calls that we have Mondays and Fridays. Going to do another sample healing here, and I'll do one that I just this came forth in the light ship. This is a magnetic body clearing, and it's very wonderful. This is put your magnetic bodies in alignment here. So we're going to just do a sample. This will not be done completely for one of your bodies. There's many bodies that we have. We'll just take one of them here. And we're going to shift that inside of you 20 degrees. We're going to start at 20 and move it to zero. These bodies get turned. Just think of a clock, the hands of a clock. Say 12 o'clock is at 0 degrees, and, you know, 3 o'clock is 90, 6 o'clock is 180, etc. And these bodies get turned by the dark side. And the dark side, this is how they come into your physical presence. So this clearing is very, very nice to do. This is a sample of this clearing here. And it will not align your body completely because normally your body's much more than 20 degrees out. But just for the sample here, you may feel something inside of you physically turn, which is one of your bodies that make up your physical. So here we go. Kind of tune into your body. So 20 degrees and moving it back 19 degrees, 18 degrees, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So you should feel better just by moving it itself. It's going to help you. It may not be in alignment. More than likely it's not in the proper orientation inside of you, but just by doing 20 degrees, you feel better. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have from Kyle a request for a loop clearing.
Okay, this is the mind loop energy, more than likely, I think he's talking about. So what happens is we have programs in us. Remember the God plane energy, the ETs put it, these mind loops in us. And let's talk about the God plane momentarily here. The God plane is the extraterrestrial energy that brought in the God plane of duality. This is the heaven and hell scenario, the gods that people pray to in all of the churches, because you cannot connect to the source energy. It's impossible. Creation energy does not allow you to attach to it. You leave the source energy, and then you're out to experience the universe of light. So you never go back to source energy. That's one of the misnomers that is around there in New Age metaphysics. But aside from that, what happens is that the God plane energy cords you and connects you. So when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you are completely at pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you are P-R-A-Y-ing to. And so just realize that when you pray to something outside of yourself, you're in the mind energy, the mind control energy, the extraterrestrial energy that brought you into mass consciousness here, collective consciousness that everybody talks about. There's probably hundreds of books out now about why you should connect to collective consciousness, why you should have your thoughts control your life, bring a new reality to yourself. That's all mind energy normally. So you want to be very leery of that because it'll tap you and connect you to the dark side. And you have everything with you, which is your spirit inside of you. This is why you don't have to look outside of yourself. This is the teachings of Jesus. So what we're going to do now is help you with this process. And they gave you a mind conditioning program. And so some people may say phrases over and over and over again. Some people may not choose to listen to you through a full conversation. Maybe say, I know, after, you know, you said maybe 10 to 15 words, thinking that they know what you're going to say, which just strictly disrupts everything in communication. So everybody has some degrees of this here. So we're going to do this mind loop. I'll do a little bit for you. This is a complete session that I do, but this is sample healings. So this may help you understand how you've been programmed. So here we go. I'll just count to 10, and they'll take away from you a small portion of this process. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. 8, boy, that was a rough one, 9, and 10. I'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels much better. So we had some glitches in there in somebody's program that was listening, and the energy, like, got shut off and turned back on again. These are implants that we have inside of us. So anyway, I talked about that during my lectures here and stuff. But I won't go too far into that during this radio program. So next we're going to do a sample here. We have one of, let's see here, mind loop infection body. Okay, we can do that one. So this is another clearing that I do. Most of the clearings that I do are typical whole lifetime clearings. They start from your current age going back to your conception. And this is a way that you can help yourself heal by having this done. And if you want to go further, then you go into your seven generational clearings, which is your past lives of your body's genetics. And that's what's really needed also to help your body heal. Here we go. We're going into the infection body right now. Do some clearing here. So you might feel your body change temperature even. And take a deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This helps to eliminate some of the infections that you may have in your body. Back to you, Sylvia.
It feels good. It feels, I think it probably feels different for different people. Some people might feel, their body heat up as, that works on the immune system, or you might get a tingling feeling or something. For me, it felt very relaxing, like they were working on the inside of the body. It just felt really good. Maybe you could talk a little bit, Ron, about how it works. Like, if you're doing the infection body clearing, for example, and you're taking that all the way through this whole lifetime from the person's current age back to conception, and how doing that affects them in the present.
Well, everything that you're dealing with in this lifetime is all from the past. Okay, in the past, is everything that happened a second ago, we'll say, going back to basically forever in your body genetics. So you're not only living this lifetime of your traumas that you have experienced, and most people can think of something, at least one or two things throughout their life that really irritated them or made them be the person that they are right now because of some type of situation, okay? This is why the emotional clearing is so nice. It takes you out of that, but you're reliving those energies. Well, not only are you reliving the energies in this lifetime that's come forth to be healed. Remember, the ancestors gave you the gifts of all of your traumas. And if you catch them early enough, it won't whack you over the head with a 2x4, we'll say. If you don't, then you will get whacked. So you have to be very careful and understand why you're having these experiences. Most people are oblivious, completely ignorant of why they have situations in their life. They just think that stuff happens to them out of the air, and they don't know why they're dealing with it, and you get into the poor me situations. Well, the actual reason is that your ancestors gave you this energy in your DNA. And your body, because it wants to live longer each lifetime that it's created through, the sperm and the egg meeting, from the parents, your body wants to live longer, so it brings forth all this information to you, all these, experiences, and a lot of them that people deal with are negative. So what happens is these negative experiences come upon you, and they only get worse as you start living your life longer and longer because they keep recycling because you don't deal with it. You can't put a Band-Aid on it because it won't go away. It'll pop up like going to a large cinema, and you have the same movie with different characters in it, and you're always in that movie. So this is how it works. So what happens is your ancestors gave you this gift. So you're reliving the past of your ancestors in your genetics for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So most people have been here for probably typically an average, I'd say, of probably about 40,000 years. When your spirit first came into the body, your physical body could be older than that, but I don't go back that far. But we do cover that with the sensory clearing, which is for past life. So you're dealing with all these energies that are put upon you, and this is what you want to clear out. This is what the light ship does. It comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the densities. So your body has a chance to do the ascension. It's up to you to come forth to do that with the different healings that the light ship does. So whatever's happening to you in your life is only caused by your ancestors, and you're just playing out the role this time to get rid of these dense bodies and dense energy. So this is the whole process of why you need to have clearings. And all these clearings are under the main title, the main book of judgment. And the judgment that you're dealing with in the book is published by the Galactic Federation. And that's published in working through the God energies here. Because remember, they want to separate you out so you do not connect with your spirit. So they don't want you to do the ascension. They want to keep your body here to cause more traumas after the ascension time. This is why there's so many practitioners now the last 20 years. And naturally throughout our time, why there's so many churches to to delude you from your spiritual energy of who you are. This is why you want to go inside. So you don't need a church to do that. And this is the whole deception that's here. And, you know, the our space brothers know that, and this is what they're doing to us. They're causing us great, great harm and suffering here. And unfortunately, this is the way it is. And the only way you're going to get out of this is to get into the present moment with your spirit. When you're in the moment, then you feel much better. So you should be still in that little bubble without the mind control here, and you should feel wonderful. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, so let's see what we have. I'm seeing a request from Annika, if you can do a sample of the facial clearing that you do.
Yeah, I do that normally in two different sessions, and it's a 2 one-hour sessions on separate days. So we'll just do that, have the light beings come in here, and they'll work with your skin for about the first maybe 5 minutes here. So here they come. You might feel your cheeks getting a little bit warm. You may feel some of the energy there. The facial clearings in session is a wonderful thing to have. I've had people have their acne reduced probably about two-thirds in just two sessions, about a week apart. So here they are, and I can't make any guarantees on this here because it's between you and the light beings when they do this process with you. But just sit back and relax, and they're working with you right now. We're going to also work with another one of the healings that we do at the same time here. And we're going to do a, I'm still getting trauma again. I have to do another trauma clearing. There's somebody out there in a lot of trauma. So if you know who you are, you need to contact me and have your whole life cleared out because you are physically suffering. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I'm sure you know who you are as I'm talking live on this show right now because this body is going to cause you a lot of stress and possible physical problems. Remember, all these bodies leak over into the physical body. This is why you have them. They're like a sponge. They collect and buffer the energies of the mind energies, the psychic attack energies that everybody does to everyone, and then also the extraterrestrial bombardment of their negativity to us here. Remember, we're like slaves to them. We're on a prison planet, and this is what they're doing to us. And so you need to have relief to get these bodies cleaned out so that you can have a much happier, joyous life and to be more in the moment. Otherwise, these bodies are going to overflow like they probably are already stuffed full of energies, and you're leaking right into your physical body, causing you harm. So back to you. I can do a, we have a past life request here, past life cording clearing, okay? Well, I'll do that here. It's a little hard to do a past life one, but I'll do one for the year 10,000 B.C., anybody see the movie 10,000 B.C.? That'll tell you about the God plane energy, how nice they are to everybody. And it's a nice motion picture to watch. Look at it in neutral, kind of, because this is what they're doing to us and have done to our culture through the extraterrestrial involvement here with the human beings. So here we go. We're going 10,000 B.C., and then I'll go 10,000 B.C. 100, and I'll go to 500. So we're going to take away some cordings that have corded your body. Remember, everything exists in the present moment. So whatever you went through from the past is still with you. So here we go, 10,000 B.C. cleared. In fact, I'll just do the chakras here. 10,000 B.C., sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 10,000 B.C., 100. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 10,000 B.C., 200. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 10,000 B.C., 300. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 400. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 500. sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So, hopefully you have some relief there. I feel my body heating up as the running energy through me to you. So you are having a healing done. We'll check the fast chat in about a minute, see if anybody wants to respond on how they felt these negative energy cords leave them. They can cause backaches. They can make your physical body not function properly, give you, breathing problems, kidney problems, anything. Remember, energy cords are bad news. And when you get corded by the planets, et cetera, or people, everything is with you at the same time, it's going to make you suffer. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, would you say that just as far as our current situation is here on Earth, that, like, if you were to look out energetically at the, at what everybody looks like, would you just see, like, millions of cordings going, just everywhere from the planets to us and from people to each other?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a spider web, okay? Kind of look at that and probably picture about a million of those tied onto you, okay? So just think of one nice big spider web and go about a million times. That's how you're actually, how you look like you're being connected to energetically. And it's not a really pretty sight. And unfortunately, this information has really never been available to the people on Earth here because nobody can see this energy, typically from the creation standpoint, looking down upon you. And our Galactics Federation and the dark side really is not going to put that information typically in their database for us to tap into. Remember, when you do get information, it's from the Galactic Federation mind control energy, so they're going to tell you what they want you to know and what they want you to believe. So they normally will not put in a lot of the stuff, which is what they're doing to you, because you would rebel. So they try to keep you brainwashed. This is what they do, is mind control. So the light ship, once it sees it, knows about this here, and I can describe it to you, and they can clear it from you. So like I said, it's kind of up to you and how much you want to work on yourself, how much you love your body. Most people don't love their bodies. They're strictly in mind energy, and they'll keep going on and on and on, and entities come into them. So one example is, like, you may have a friend or maybe even yourself who just loves to jog, and you're out there running on, concrete or something every day down the sidewalk, jarring your body to death, and you think that it's healthy for you. But the entities in you and the mind control energy making you do that doesn't care about your body. They're just programming you to do this. And maybe you jog for 2 hours a day or something. Think of that as healthy on concrete, which is the worst thing you could ever do as far as jogging. It should be like on sand or something. But anyway, I won't get into that as far as a judgment, but you may understand what I'm saying. And you're just shaking your body to death. It's like having a house that has a wooden floor versus a concrete floor. If you ever felt the difference, there's a tremendous difference because you have give on the wood, where it doesn't matter what size pad you have in your house underneath your carpet, it's still going to be hard when you walk on it. So, it's kind of up to you how you choose to run your life and experience life here. But the main thing is you want to try to have a nice, peaceful, joyous life, and you need to get out of the mind control. And just think of the poor jogger jogging all the time, ruining his body, every day, or parents who take their children, and maybe they get them at a young age and want them to play football, and they're out there, wrecking their body, tearing their ligaments apart, having people jump on them and everything else, all in the name of some kind of sport. It's pretty disconcerting to see that. And then the young kid, maybe after going through sports their whole life, and they wonder why they have knee problems and stuff and aches and pains when they get out of high school, because their parents, through the mind control, forced them to do this stuff, rooting that poor child on with all this negative intervention of ruining the body. So the whole thing is, how much do you love your body? How much do you really respect it? And do you want it to go through the ascension process?
So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I'm reading on the fast chat from Annika. Can you give a sample of something that gives us more confidence in new areas? Don't know what that kind of clearing could be. And I think that's where the sentence ends. So
I do a clearing that the confidence is probably the seventh generational clearing, the first one that I do for people. We call it the ego mind clearing. And what that clearing does, it takes away the mindset of your parents and all of your ancestors going back seven generations. And so naturally, their thoughts of how they felt, how they dealt with life is affecting you right now. So you may be running their programs. I won't say maybe running them. You are running their programs. So if they had a rough life, a harsh life, well, it's passed on to you, so you're going to have that same experience because it's not out of your energetic field. Remember, these energies continuously recycle themselves. History repeats itself through you. So everything that your ancestors experienced, you're experiencing that same thing, but it may not have come up to the surface yet. So it's hard to do that clearing because it's a seven-generational clearing, but what I will do is clear out, I'll go back to last week here, and we'll just bring in and take away some of these energies that have disempowered you. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that's a really good clearing. We do a clearing for slavery. There's people that have known about maybe their grandparents, great-great-grandparents that came here as slaves, possibly. Maybe going back further, they were slaves in their original country that they came from to come to the States here. We also do a clearing that deals with the God energies, the God plane energies, the duality energies. And that takes you out of your mindsets of your ancestors about what they felt and known of God. Remember, God is not creation energy. So you have the wrong conception here. And so a lot of people, because the dark mimics the light, they will say that the creation energy of the light ship is the God energy, that God created everything. Well, that's what they tell you, but that's not the case. What they're really saying is that the extraterrestrials, are giving you this information, and it's not true. And it's very unfortunate because you may have something inside of yourself that was maybe hurt in the name of God through the past, life of some of your ancestors. Maybe you had somebody die in your arms, maybe a couple generations ago or something, maybe a family member, maybe a daughter or son, and you ask, why did God do that to me? Well, that's because it's extraterrestrial energies. They did it to you. So you kind of gave up on God. So this healing aspect takes that out of your genetics. So you can be more connected to the divine, and your body will not reject it that way because it's imprinted already, programmed about how bad God is. And if you ask anybody listening right now, you say, gee, isn't God around to stop the war, to give us some reprieve from that, to take away the mindsets, to give us heart energy? Well, the ETs aren't going to do that for you. They live on it. So the more they can push the buttons, push your buttons, control you is what they're wanting to do. And, yeah, you are right. Where's the God? Well, the God is them. And they're not going to take away what they are living off of you with, which is the emotional trauma. So the question is very valid. Is there a God out there? Why does God allow us to go on? Well, it's because the God energy from the ETs want that. That's the definition for that one. That's a no-brainer. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, we just are just about at the end of the hour. So maybe we could bring in a couple of divine energies or something to experience from the creation lightship for people to have with them for tonight as we end the hour.
Okay, so here they come, and we have our wonderful call tomorrow. Either go on the website and sign up for it, use PayPal, or connect with me, and I'll see your email. Just go to healing@creationlightship.com, and I'll be checking my emails tonight and also tomorrow, and I can contact you. Just give me your phone number. And here we go. Here's some divine energies coming in. Remember, if it's not in the present moment, not of the now, it's not of the light. So you need to go inside to experience your own divinity. And here comes some love energy. We'll bring in some energy from Mother Mary, from the light ship. These energies only go to your heart center. They will never come into the mind, because the mind is a darkness. And there we go. And the light being will be energized here for the next half an hour. So at half past, energy will leave your monitor screen. But if you wish to just stay here, you know, leave it on and kind of bask in that wonderful energy of the light beings, creation energy itself, here to help you. It's here right now. So I guess we'll be signing off. So I'll say blessings to everybody. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We do some healings on the light ship for everybody, physical healings. These healings were normally there for probably about 10 to 15 minutes. So do tune in. We'll be back on Station 1, and that starts at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, West Coast time, and on the East Coast it's at midnight. So I'll be signing off. Blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.